with a look at Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin. A local nurse has earned top honors.
We have proof tonight that a summer internship can launch a lifelong career. Kimberly Wedderburn was a high school student shadowing nurses in the critical care unit. Today, she's a specialized wound care nurse and the winner of the prestigious Eloise Reed Excellence in Nursing Award. Her journey from student to award winner was paved by internal HSA training and clinical ladder programs. Following Hurricane Ivan, she climbed the ranks at the Health Services Authority, specializing in wound care, diabetic wound care, and ostomy management.
I'm honored. Nurse Reed is a prime example of what all nurses need to attain to be. She's been a guide light through my entire career. From the day I met her, she's always been so inspiring. Every time we met, she was always like, Kim, you're gonna be the next one. I know you are, I know you are. So when they called my name, even now it kind of makes me a little emotional.
HSA Chief Executive Officer Lizette Yearwood says Miss Wedderburn's rise shows the opportunities that exist for Caymanians to grow within the organization. Miss Wedderburn hopes her 17-year-long journey inspires the next generation of local students to step through the same door. She joins a distinguished group of past winners and encourages anyone considering a career in nursing to follow their passion.
CIGTV's Naya Roberts there. And the Cayman Islands will represent at two of the world's premier multi-sport events in 2026, the Central American and Caribbean Games in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, from July 24th through August 8th, and the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland, from July 23rd through August 2nd. The 2026 season represents a significant milestone for international sport. The Cayman Islands will be represented by 15 athletes across six sports at the Central American and Caribbean Games, sailing with Sierra Murphy, swimming Adam Sellers and Katrina Galatopoulos, squash Jade Pickern, Lara Connolly and Kaylee Pear, beach volleyball Dylan Linney, Jesario Ebanks, Luna Ebanks and Joanna Robinson, gymnastics Karthika Dapa and 3x3 basketball Derek Ebanks, Justin Collins, Davion Cottrell and Shadow Garo. And the Cayman Islands will be represented by 20 athletes across three sports at the Commonwealth Games Glasgow. Swimming, Kira Robes, Sierra Broadbelt, Harper Borrowman, Riley Watson, James Allison, Connor McDonald, Daniel Kish, Will Sellers, Luke Higo, and Elijah Bain. Gymnastics, Justin Spencer and Sienna Santiago. And 3x3 basketball, Brad Lansdell, Brian Ebanks-Perez, Alwyn Buttram Jr., and Nathaniel Hurlston Anderson. For the women, Leandrea Watson, Jamie Rankin-Mays, Kaylin O'Connor, and Cortisha Ebanks. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Andy Burnham has become Britain's seventh Prime Minister in a decade, replacing Keir Starmer. In a speech in Downing Street, Mr. Burnham said Britain needed to show the world that it could regain stability. Football's newly crowned World Cup champions Spain are heading home to Madrid, where they'll be greeted with a day of triumphant celebrations. After a reception with King Felipe and another at the Spanish Prime Minister's residence, they'll celebrate their victory with fans on a bus parade through the capital. Donald Trump says Iran has been hit very hard by a ninth night in a row of US airstrikes. Iran has continued to target US interests in the Gulf. The Palestinian group Hamas has named its former chief negotiator Khalil al-Haya as its new leader. He's the first person appointed to the position since Yahya Sinwar was killed by the Israeli army in Gaza 2 years ago. A survey has found that most asylum seekers sent by Australia to the island of Nauru for processing are unable to afford food. They each receive regular payments, but Nauru relies heavily on expensive food imports. BBC News.
That's it for Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.